Hey everyone, welcome back to Calm Over Chaos. I'm your host, Brandon Cole, and let's be real, life can sometimes feel like a rollercoaster ride with more loop-de-loops than you bargained for. Ever feel like you're just trying to keep your head above water? You know the feeling when everything seems to pile on at once: work deadlines, family drama, unexpected bills. It's enough to make anyone want to pull the covers over their head and hide. But here is the thing. We don't have to be at the mercy of chaos. We can build resilience, that inner strength that helps us bounce back from setbacks and keep moving forward. Today, we're diving deep into building resilience against adversity because let's face it, life isn't all sunshine and rainbows. There are going to be bumps in the road, curveballs thrown our way, moments where we feel like giving up. But that's where resilience comes in, acting like a mental superpower, helping us navigate those tough times with grace and grit. So, what can you actually do to build this inner fortress? Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you weather any storm. First, reframe your perspective. Instead of seeing challenges as insurmountable obstacles, try viewing them as opportunities for growth. Remember that saying, what doesn't kill us makes us stronger. Well, it's true. Think about times when you overcame a difficult situation. What did you learn? What new strengths did you discover? Second, cultivate self-awareness. This means paying attention to your thoughts, feelings, and reactions. When things get tough, how do you typically respond? Do you tend to spiral into negativity or shut down completely? Understanding your patterns helps you make conscious choices about how to move forward. It's like knowing your triggers, the things that set off a negative reaction, so you can prepare coping strategies in advance. Third, practice gratitude. Sounds simple, right? But it's powerful. Focusing on what you're grateful for shifts your attention away from negativity and helps you appreciate the good things in your life. Even on tough days, there are always things to be thankful for: a warm cup of coffee, a supportive friend, the ability to laugh. Fourth, build strong connections. We're social creatures, wired for connection. Nurturing relationships with loved ones provides a vital support system when times get tough. Remember those cheesy old movies where the hero always has a wise mentor or loyal sidekick? They're onto something. Having people who believe in you and have your back makes all the difference. And finally, take care of yourself. This means prioritizing your physical and mental health. Get enough sleep, eat nutritious foods, exercise regularly, and engage in activities that bring you joy. Think of self-care as fuel for your resilience. It keeps your engine running smoothly even when things get bumpy. Let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. You're gearing up for a big presentation at work, but suddenly, your tech fails. Your heart starts racing, thoughts are spiraling, and panic is creeping in. But wait. Remember those resilience tips we just talked about. First, reframe the situation. Maybe this unexpected technical glitch can be turned into an opportunity to showcase your quick thinking and adaptability. Second, take a deep breath, acknowledge your feelings of stress, and consciously shift your focus to solutions. Third, remember something you're grateful for, perhaps the support of colleagues who have your back. Fourth, reach out to a trusted friend or colleague for a quick pep talk. And finally, don't forget to take care of yourself. Grab a glass of water, stretch your legs, and center yourself before stepping back into the spotlight. So there you have it, folks. Resilience isn't some magical superpower reserved for superheroes. It's something we can all cultivate with practice and intention. Remember those 5 key takeaways. Reframe your perspective, cultivate self-awareness, practice gratitude, build strong connections, and take care of yourself. We're all in this together, facing life's ups and downs. But by building our resilience, we equip ourselves to not just survive, but truly thrive. And don't forget, you've got this. Share your thoughts with me on social media. Let's keep the conversation going. I can't wait to dive into more strategies for conquering chaos with Calm in tomorrow's episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.